welcome to 3 minutes with Pastor Johnson. It's been a while. But if you remember, before we went on break, we were having some studies on the uniqueness of Jesus. And we studied four things that identifies Jesus as a unique personality and savior of the world. We said that Jesus Christ is unique because of his bold claims that he made about himself. We also said that Jesus is unique because of his ability to forgive sins. And then the third one was that Jesus is unique because of his power over nature. Then we also said that Jesus Christ is unique because he has the power to heal all kinds of sicknesses and diseases. So today we want to look at the fifth one, why Jesus is unique. And I want to encourage anyone who is yet to listen to any of the previous episodes to please go back and look at them on YouTube, podcast. Just type 3 minutes with Pastor Johnson and you will have them, and then you'll be blessed. Now, the fifth reason why Jesus is unique is his authority over death. Now, let me ask you this question. Have you ever heard of anyone in history or even present who died and rose up from the dead? Anyone? And I'm sure that if there was anyone or there is anyone, that person may have even died again, because nobody ever came back from death. Now, I want to introduce to you one man who died, was buried, and after 3 days resurrected from death and showed himself to many people. And today this man is still living after over 2,000 years. His name is Jesus. And I want us to read Matthew chapter 28 verse 5 to 7. And this is 3 days after Jesus' death on the cross. It says that, "But the angel answered and said to the woman, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay.'" Verse 7. "And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And indeed, he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." Amen. Wow. This is Jesus who died. And when the woman went to the tomb, the Bible says that they found it empty. And the angel of the Lord confirmed that indeed the tomb was empty. Now, let's also look at what John wrote about Jesus resurrecting from the dead, because John and Matthew were all part of Jesus' ministry. Now, in John chapter 20, from the verse 18 to 20, it says that Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things to her. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came, stood in the midst, and said to them, "Peace be with you." Verse 20. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Wow. This is a man who died and showed himself to the people who lived at his time, that indeed he has overcome death, and they saw him, and they even saw the hands that were pierced. This is proof that Jesus overcame death. Now, let's also look at what Mark, who was also an eyewitness, had to say about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He said in Mark chapter 16, verse 19 and 20, that, "So then, after the Lord has spoken to them," this was when Jesus Christ came back, "he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs." Amen. Wow. Beloved, Jesus is alive. He is seated at the right hand side of God in his glory and power. He worked with the early church, and he's working with us today. Whenever a soul is saved, it is an indication of his presence. Whenever a life is transformed, it is Jesus telling you that he is alive. Whenever you see signs and wonders and miracles in someone's life, it tells you that Jesus is there, demonstrating to you and I that he is alive. Jesus is unique because death could not hold him captive. He holds the keys of death. His word is active, and whatever he says comes to pass. He's alive. You know, Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 10, that the thief does not come but to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come that they may have life and have it in abundance. Beloved, if only you believe in Jesus today, you also have life in abundance. And the life he gives is eternal, a life that does not end. Would you trust Jesus today and surrender your life to him? And he will be your God because he has power over death. May you stay blessed, and we will continue next week. Bye-bye.